Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Hosley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Manguel reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munday tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin bunts towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Biedner moves to second. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields the ball and throws to Bonham covering. Safe. Manguel moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 0 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Morales moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosley hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Mackinnon covering, for the out. Trillo moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales is hit by the pitch. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosley hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Carter and he is out, Foley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Little pinch hits for Dennis Blair. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonham. Foley moves to second. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manghul strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Cardenal moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hosley is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Bailey moves to third. Tony Scott pinch runs for Jim Dwyer. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.